Welcome to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so encouraged that you are joining us here today. We have so many interesting things, God's news, behind the news, wisdom moments, and all those wonderful humor moments. Join us, VFN Radio's Extra Hour. Listening to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so encouraged that you have joined us, and you will be encouraged too. VFN Radio, join us in a few. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm John Ramos, and I'll be filling in today for Greg Lancaster, and joining with me is Pat and Chris.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, we're in the extra hour.
Yes.
Time flies. But, you know, we talked about voting.
Yes.
One day left for us to be able to get ready to cast our votes. If you haven't already voted early, many out here have voted early. We talked previously in the first hour about the title of that segment, and it's Dr. Alveda Helps Us Vote Values. Dr. King helps us vote values. And you want to go to those segments, and you'll see those resources there that are available for you. As well, you can always type in the torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and access the torch. And then at the very top right-hand corner, you can type in the word vote. And you'll see a list of highlights that'll show up, and you can look through them and be encouraged. In fact, Pat, this weekend, I was able to help someone who's that I know that wanted to navigate through the torch and wanted to get all the highlights.
Oh,
and,
cool.
You know, not computer savvy person, but you know what? They figured it out. It's kind of pretty easy. It doesn't take a whole lot, but it was really cool. And they're being connected, Chris. They're being connected.
Awesome.
Good job.
Well, I wanted to share some update with you. I know that during the last week, we were talking about Hurricane Sandy and some of the things that have been happening and the devastation and how people are recovering. But, you know, this weekend, Pat, Chris, several of the VFN churches in the Northeast wanted to participate and help out, do some relief.
A lot
of the churches up here in this area were pretty blessed. They didn't suffer any kind of a major damage, loss of power for a little bit.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, very grateful that we've been spared.
Praise the Lord.
So we got together, and our understanding was that in the north, what happens a lot of times, as you guys know, when there's a catastrophe like this, like a storm, for instance, a hurricane, and having been through three or four of them ourselves together, we've got a little experience in this, just a little, 10 days without power, and oh my goodness. What happens oftentimes is that a lot of the media attention and a lot of the help and all of the resources often goes to the place that's kind of maybe hit the most
or worse.
Got the most attention.
Right.
And like, you know, Katrina, a lot of people were heading down to New Orleans, but not that many people were in Waveland, Mississippi. When we got to Waveland,
devastated.
Remember that?
Oh my gosh, terrible! I mean, like a bomb went off.
Yeah, the whole, and it was, you hardly saw that, you know, that much attention. But you know, even to this day, a lot of people talk about Katrina and New Orleans, but there was a whole area of Mississippi, a large portion of Mississippi that was devastated.
Yeah, that's where it hit. That's where it hit, actually.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And what happened was that just the dams
storm
broke.
Storm surge is what, that's what, exactly.
In New Orleans, but absolutely. So with that being said, kind of the same thing is happening here. A lot of the kind of the resources and a lot of the attention is on South Jersey and what's happened there. But, you know, you have folks in Staten Island that just been absolutely devastated. And then you have folks here in the northern part of the state in New Jersey that, although they didn't suffer, you know, great physical damage to their homes, there are tree limbs still on the road, their power lines still down, and there's a great majority of people still without power. And so, as you know, you can go 2 or 3 days without power and your food starts to go bad. You got to kind of start cooking it and grilling it up. But after a while, if you're not able to go to the store, and if you go to the store, And like many of the stores today don't have anything on
right,
the shelves.
Completely bare.
I mean, chicken doesn't have a chance in America. I went to the supermarket and all the chicken was gone.
Couldn't find a one.
It was completely gone. But so we went to this, went to Patterson mm-hmm. and we went to a neighborhood and an apartment complex that hadn't been with power since day one.
Oh, wow.
Day one. So we put some sandwiches together and put some pretzels in a bag and mm-hmm. and toted them out there. Mm-hmm. And we just started knocking on doors and just trying to see who's out there and who can we love on and who can we give some food. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. People are very receptive. You know, people are very receptive to help, very receptive to someone that actually cares. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one home that we were able to visit was an 82-year-old lady mm-hmm. that, bless her heart, Chris, I mean, she had no power for 6 days, and she was just venting. I mean, she was mm-hmm. just letting it go. And, you know, me and Eddie were there. We were just listening to her. Mm-hmm. You know, she just needed someone to talk to. And she said that her son tried to get her to leave. But she said, where am I going to go? Where right. am I going to go? Hopefully we have a video that we'll be able to play maybe even tomorrow about, you can hear her for yourself.
Right.
But she didn't want to leave her home. I mean, she says, I know where everything's at. I mean, she had a lot of stuff in that house, you know.
Right.
But she didn't want to leave. And she was wearing a coat because they had no heat either. So she's wearing a coat. She has a hat over her head. It's pitch black dark. And she was very happy to receive the sandwiches, and mm-hmm. we were able to encourage her there right. and just kind of love on her and let her know that, hey, there's people here that care about you, and we're going to keep looking after you. Mm-hmm. We went to a couple of houses that they didn't have, you know, they were running down on food, mm-hmm. more than happy to take the sandwiches, and we're able to pray for one family. It's Lady Joyce. Can you imagine? There's no power, 6 days, and In that particular apartment complex, there have been now people that have been trying to steal gas and kind of get into vehicles.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so the neighbors there are concerned, and, you know, there's not that much police presence since they're spread out all over the area. Well, we walked in the home, Lady Joyce and her daughter-in-law and her daughter were there, and she was, I mean, ill. She was totally sick. I think she had some sort of flu or cold. And we asked if we can pray for her. And she mm-hmm. said, yes, she was open to it. So we came on in and just prayed for her and prayed for the family. And believe it or not, it's nothing like a tragedy, nothing like something going through something like this that causes a lot of people to think about life. And mm-hmm. what if it was me? And what if we lost, you know, our life in this? And where would I go? And
right.
we had a really awesome conversation. A few of us started gathering because it was leaving other apartments, and they just kept inviting more of us in. So we had like mm-hmm. a full house there.
Oh, wow.
And it's, you know, so cool. 5 minutes before we walked in, we were strangers. Mm-hmm. And 5 minutes after just talking about God and just praying, it's amazing how we just started to connect. And you could just feel the love and the compassion there. Before we left, guys, before we left, we were able to pray with several people there in the home to receive God, you know, as their personal Lord and Savior.
Awesome.
I mean, wow. How awesome is that?
That's beautiful.
You know, where people can just like, you know what? We're blessed. Mm-hmm. You know, we do need to turn our hearts to God. I mean, it's just, you could hear a pin drop. And that was pretty amazing. We had a lot of highlights that day, but let me tell you, that was a pretty big highlight.
All right.
As we were leaving, we decided to stop at a gas station because there were just crowds and crowds of people. And we have this video, and hopefully we can make it. We can do some editing for it, but get it prepared so that you can hear firsthand from the people that were there. Mm-hmm. And you can hear the frustration, Chris. I mean, you can hear the frustration in the people's mm-hmm. voices. This particular gas station, they were there for 6 hours, some people there.
Wow.
You got to imagine, it's freezing out here now, okay, mm-hmm. guys? And it the temperature has dropped, and get this, Wednesday, they're forecasting a nor'easter to come in this area.
Oh, wow. What is that exactly? Doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it's some sort of like weather pattern. I'm not too familiar with them since I'm, you know, not really, you know, familiar with what that is, but it's kind of some sort of a storm.
Uh-huh.
that happens typically in the Northeast.
Right. It's like a snowstorm, or?
Well, they say it could bring snow.
Right.
It could bring snow. Definitely wind, definitely rain, and not something that you definitely want to face right now. You got people that's just like,
man, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, it's cold. You got children. I mean, this woman, poor woman, got sick, and so you have these people, you know, waiting online, trying to get gas, and this one lady, we did an interview with her, and she was just outraged. I mean, she was just outraged. And what happens is because no one was communicating anything. Mm-hmm. FEMA has not been around, and we've shared this number before, and we gave this number out to many, many people. But if you're listening today in the affected area, you can call 1-800-621-FEMA, and FEMA's you can pre-register, and they can have all sorts of resources that are available to you. I believe they'll even give you some funds that you can restock the food that you lost, and even help if you've been unemployed as a result of the storm. But they have a very neat questionnaire that you can go through. In fact, FEMA actually has an app. If you have an iPhone and you have a service, I'm not too sure if they have one for Google, but I know that they have one for the iPhone, and you can type in the word FEMA and download that app to your computer, onto your phone rather, and you can begin to start filling out a questionnaire to see if you're even eligible to receive any kind of funds or support or help in any kind of way. But we shared that. No FEMA representatives in the area. Mm. No power representatives in the area as far as when the power is going to come back. This was Saturday. No National Guard. No one bringing any kind of resources or food. And when we showed up to the gas station, there were more than... People were still hungry. We gave out some last bit of sandwiches that we had left. And...
Right.
Wouldn't you know that the very next day, now they weren't scheduled to have power until the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's right. Like, oh my goodness. The very next day in the morning, that particular neighborhood, I got notified, received power.
Oh, praise God. Awesome. That's awesome.
So how cool is that? Because God just, you know, visited them in that neighborhood and just the love of God and just people sharing and caring and just ministering. And the very next day, it was like God's like, you know what? You've invited me in your home. You've invited me in the area.
Yeah.
And just favor rested upon them because they weren't going to get power to the 9th. Wow. And just keep this area in your prayers. I mean, I know that everyone's been praying, but continue to pray because the weather's starting to get very, very nippy and very cold.
Mm.
But, you know, one of the cool things about being able to just to share the love of God and being out there ministering to people that have great need is to be able to put yourself out there. It's not always easy to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not always easy to embrace an openness to go out. But you know what? As believers, guys, God's called us to go into the harvest fields.
That's right.
He's called us to go and get out of our comfort zone and introduce ourselves to people that maybe are strangers to us, but to share with them the love of God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This is what we're called. And you know, God gave me a word, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks ago on vulnerability. I shared it with someone, and as I kept thinking about it, praying about that, the word, it just became to just open up even more.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get back to a place of being vulnerable.
You're right.
You know, we got to get to the place of being open and not closed off. When you think about the word of being vulnerable, it just means like weak. It means open, exposed, liable. I mean, we certainly don't want to be vulnerable when it comes to the enemy, you know, right. And the father of lies. But we do want to be vulnerable when it comes to ministering and talking to other people. I mean, can you relate with that? Because it seems like,
definitely.
You know, it seems like there's a temptation for many to be closed off, to be guarded, and I'm just not going to put myself out there.
Right. Right.
But is that really conducive to sharing the love of God?
No. It's all about self.
Right.
It's all about self-preservation.
Right.
You know? You don't want to look foolish. You don't want to be inconvenienced or, you know, whatever the case may be. You just don't want to look dumb.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I struggled with that early on, you know, when I came out fresh out of the world. I mean, that was my mentality. It was like, you can come this far, but no further. Yeah. You know, I had huge walls, you know, of insecurities and, you know, and we all struggle with that at times, but it was major, you know, and thank God I've come through a lot of that. But yeah.
And you think about it, I mean, lack of vulnerability, you think about even a marriage relationship. I mean, how close can you get with someone if they're always keeping you at an arm's length away?
You can't.
And it just can't.
You can't.
You can't receive love and you can't give love.
All right.
And oftentimes, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it just can't happen.
Yeah, and oftentimes we're just protecting ourselves from being hurt or, you know, being misunderstood. But that's what vulnerable means. It means to be susceptible to physical or emotional injury, to be liable, to, you know, to be exposed out on a limb.
Yeah. Ooh, that's dangerous.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. But it's so good because when we step out like that, that's where the miracles are at. I mean, think about it. You know, look at Jesus' example. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus ministered in you know, he was fully God and fully man, but he didn't minister in his deity. He didn't minister in all the Godhead that was available to him. Mm-hmm. He walked this life as a man empowered by God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and he didn't minister out of the strength that was available to him. He ministered out of just
the weakness.
Connectivity with God.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so important. Even how, I mean, look what Paul says. Look what Paul says. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 through 22, but I'm talking more about verse 22 here. It says, to the weak I became weak to win the weak, and I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. You know, Paul said, listen, I'm going to be all things to all men, and I'm going to allow myself to be weak. Why? Because I want to be about the kingdom. I want to be advanced the kingdom of God. I want people to come to know Jesus.
Right. Exactly right. And he also says it early on in 1 Corinthians, and where he talks about, he says, he didn't come to just to baptize you. Mm. He says, but I came to preach the good news, and not with clever speech, not with, he says, I came in with fear. Oh, no, let me back up. I'm sorry. He says, I didn't come to you to baptize, but to preach the good news and not with clever speech or fear that the cross of Christ would lose its power. So it wasn't about all the fancy dialogue, all the fancy, you know, all the eloquent words and, you know, trying to impress somebody. It was all about, because he didn't want to mess up the word. He didn't want to mess up the message, which is to keep it simple. It's all about Christ and him crucified.
That's right.
Not about nothing else.
That's right. And amazing, we get to the point where sometimes we get so educated and so full of information that, you know, there's two sides to this. You know, either someone gets attacked and they want to gather all the information in the world, all the scriptures in the world before they tell anyone about Jesus, or they become so fearful that they become paralyzed that they can't even open their mouths.
Right.
And there's that tension between that I'm just going to be vulnerable. I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to know the entire Bible before I tell someone about Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be concerned about looking dumb or weird or strange or not looking to protect my reputation or what they think about me at work or what they think about me at, you know, my friends. I'm just going to expose myself and I'm going to stay in that kind of little bit of unknown territory, if you will.
Right.
And I'm just going to trust God to fill my mouth. I'm going to trust God that when I speak on his behalf, he's going to give me the words. He's going to give me the words and what to say that will touch men's hearts. I'm going to be vulnerable. When you look at how Jesus sent the disciples out to minister, this is in Luke 10, and he says, after this he appointed, Luke 10 verse 1, says, after this the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. And he told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or a bag or sandals. Do not greet anyone on the road.
Right.
It's like, Jesus, are you sure about this? I don't need money for a bus ride back. I mean, don't I need a, you know, a stick just in case something happens here at night?
Right,
how about
right.
a flashlight? You
I'm
know?
Gonna be very vulnerable.
Exactly. I'm gonna be pretty exposed.
Think about
out
it.
Here.
Yeah, good.
And he sent them out. Mm-hmm. Why? Because when we're vulnerable, we're in that place of we embrace that weakness, then God can be made strong. Then right. we can fully trust and rely on God and not rely on ourselves.
Right. That's a perfect picture of humility when you're totally dependent on Him.
Yeah.
You know, you have no other choice but to call out to Him.
Yeah. Yeah. And we need a dependency factor. I mean, this is what God's called us to. God's not called us to minister to people and love them people. You know, God loves you.
Yeah.
Someone tried to tell you about God is like, I know you're saying the words, but it just doesn't feel right.
I'm not feeling it right now.
I'm just not. I know this is scriptural, right? John 3:16. You know, I was like, but I'm just not. And it's nearly impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's nearly impossible to be able to convey the love of God.
Right.
Closed up.
Right. Right.
Totally, totally impossible. So you mm-hmm. want to be in a place where. The place where miracles are at,
right.
you know, the place of miracles at, how, you know, you can't see, you know, you can't be thrown into the lion's den, right?
Yeah.
And see the lions get lockjawed unless you're actually thrown in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes the temptation is to avoid any situation, any place is going to allow us to be vulnerable, not to keep our guard, you know,
mm-hmm.
down or any place that we can be hurt. And it's like, listen, we got to trust God.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to trust God. I mean, Zechariah 4:6 says that it's not by power or by might, but it's by God's spirit.
Mm.
We're not going to be able to do this thing in the flesh.
Mm-mm.
We're not going to be able to do this thing because we've studied up or you Googled up.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's
you're
right.
You're not going to be able to minister the love of God because, you know, I don't got a seminary degree and I'm just, you know, I am just so full of the word. And it's like, come on.
Mm.
Come on. You know, be vulnerable. Share your testimony. Share who you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, share. Have we forgotten what God saved us from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember coming to God and seeing all these perfect people. I never thought, I'm thinking, man, what am I doing up in here?
That's right.
I'm like, these people are so polished. They're so perfect. I mean, mm-hmm. they never did anything that I, and you know, we got to be careful that we're not coming across to others that we've got it all figured out. You know, if we're trying to hide our limp, you know, D.D. Jakes says, I don't trust a man that doesn't limp. Do you have a limp? Do you know who you used to be? And we can't forget that. Oftentimes,
right.
I think too, the people run away from their testimony.
Right. Well, think about it. Look at what it says also in Corinthians. It says, brothers, think of you what you were before you were called.
Mm.
The condition you were in.
Right.
Yeah.
Because obviously you forgot. Let me remind you.
Yeah.
Think about it. He says, not many of you were wise by human standards.
Yeah.
Not many were influential. Not many of noble birth. But God.
Mm.
But God. God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong.
Mm.
He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. So
wow.
that, this is the reason, that no man may boast before him.
Wow.
Think about it. We forgot.
We forgot.
We forgot.
He doesn't want to share. I mean, he doesn't. God does not share his glory, man.
No one.
With no one.
He says, therefore, as it is written, let no man boast, but boast in the Lord.
Wow. What do you have? What do we have that wasn't given to us by God?
Hello?
You know what I mean?
Hello.
And it's like, let's embrace that period of vulnerability. It doesn't seem comfortable in the beginning, but truly God is there every time. I mean, every time you step out, God is there. But you're not going to experience, like, well, why don't we experience miracles and what? Because you're not even stepping out. You're so guarded and closed off and just, mm-hmm. you got all these bars around you. It's like the Bible says, you know, he who shows himself friendly has friends. I don't have any friends. Do you say hello? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you talk to people? Do you see that look right there, that constant frown? See, that is not conducive to meeting friends.
All right, that's not going to work.
That is not going to work. You know, if you want to have friends, you got to show yourself
friendly.
You've You've got to open up. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see miracles in your life, if you want, you got to put yourself out there and trust in God. I mean, that's the greatest place to put yourself in, you know, in that type of a place. I remember what in my abiding time, a word that the Lord really encouraged me. He says, listen, you're not going to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Let me tell you something. We can't go back to what, you know, this worked before in the past or that worked before. Mm-hmm. You got to live in the place of totally trusting God and totally be dependent upon Him and what He says at this moment, at this turn, at this juncture. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, David, just because you use a slingshot to kill Goliath 5 years ago, it's not going to work today.
Right. You know,
God's doing a new thing. Mm-hmm. But you can't run to the things that God used to use all the time.
That's right.
Just because you used a slingshot before doesn't mean you're going to do it again.
That's right.
You know, so vulnerability is a place that we just need to cry out to God for, and a place that we need to be if we're going to be effective harvesters in His kingdom, if we're going to be effective in sharing the gospel.
That's
because
right.
if we're not willing to expose ourselves, if we're not willing to be humble and share people what God's done in our own life, our testimony is not something that we should run away from.
Right.
It's something that we should be excited to share about.
Right.
This is who I was before. Mm-hmm. This is who I am after. And what happened with the before and after? Well, I met King Jesus.
That's right.
And he took my life, took my mess and made it my message.
That's right.
You know, and I didn't run away from what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm willing to tell everyone, look,
mm-hmm.
you know. And a person with an experience is a person with an argument is always at the mercy of someone with an experience. It's like, listen, dude, great argument, but I was blind, you know, and now I see. I was lying in my pool of blood, and God said, live.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care who knows. I'm going to share it with the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
So let's continue to I'll pray for you, pray for me. We'll pray for
Amen.
All. We'll all pray for each other.
Amen.
Well, let's embrace. Lower still, and be at a place of total humility, dependency, and vulnerability so that God can continue to get all the glory
right.
in our life.
Amen.
We'll be right back.
Man, it's just technology is so cool, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. I meant that our listeners now can go to the, what's it called, the Google Play Store for Android phones. So they can go to iTunes Store for the Apple phones and iPads, and they can download the VFN TV app, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can take VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, including the highlights and all the wonderful things that are available to our listener and viewing audience right there on their phone, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can take it with you and you could listen to programs that you, even our archives, for example, say if you miss a particular program and you wanted to catch it, or you did a search and you found out, you know, this is some things I want to listen to, because we're always talking about, you know, God's news behind the news, wisdom for the day,
right.
you know, and the perspective of things going on, and that you can do that. You can carry it with you with your application, with your iPod, iPhone, Android. Just go to your application store for your mobile device and look for VFN TV. That's V Victor, VFN TV. And then when it comes up, just download it and begin to listen, and you have everything available to you. It's just so cool. You can even listen to the live program right there. Now, I don't know if you know this, if you're listening now, because obviously you know it, Pat.
Right.
That, you know, once the live program is finished on Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time, immediately, within maybe 30 minutes or so, it begins to loop. So it'll play every 2 hours. It'll play throughout the day for 24 hours to meet every time zone or your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might not be able to listen to it at that time frame, but it's available for you. So you can go to your app store, download the app. It's VFN TV, whether it's your iTunes store or whether it's your Android store, and begin to listen today. I want to encourage you, you know, if you feel like you had a call on your life, you feel like you just want to get closer to God, you're ready to get a better perspective, a deeper perspective, you just want to walk with God, you know, you want to be close to Him, you want to love God and love others and lead others to the same. You know, it's so important to learn the ways of God. It's so important to not just, you know, give your heart to God, which is ultimately important, but then you have to learn His ways. He says, those who follow my teachings are really my disciple. The dangerous thing about not learning His ways, will end up following some ways that are not his ways. And eventually we could be led astray. Don't be led astray. You can register today for VFNU.org. It's Vine Fellowship Network University. If you feel like you're called into leadership, you feel like you want to go deeper in God. And also join us at the VFN family, you know, VFNfamily.org. Find out if that's for you. Find out if you're called to connect with and relate with believers who are abiding with God and just desire to follow God in that. But it's a VFNU for VFN University, VFNU.org. I think about that Promise Keepers, when Coach McCartney began, you know, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, we just got to get men together and we got to get people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea. It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
And what God birthed in us at that particular point was, you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you go look at our history, our history started with next step. And it was it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dust. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily. We finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death. And we had to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. Think about it. When he preached once, that all of a sudden, people would find God. People would get saved. And they, and he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time. And you think about this, you think about how very specifically that here we are today, what we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums filled with people. We've seen them filled with people all across the nation. We've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this in VFN radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where, think about it. So and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him. But with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled yourself all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's $1 a month. Maybe it's $2 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once, and look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Welcome back to the Extra Hour. I'm John Ramos, and joining with me today is Pat and Chris. Well, we want to talk about the wisdom moment. You know, the wisdom moment is so important. We like to share this every day, but we like to share wisdom from God's Word. I mean, how can we live without wisdom? We say it often, but it's the proper application of knowledge.
That's right.
And it's one thing to have information and knowledge, but it's another thing to have wisdom and godly wisdom. And so today's wisdom was kind of over the weekend. It was Proverbs 4, verse 10 through 13. I want to read this to you. It says, "Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life." Mm. You know, guys, many people today are looking for the secrets to long and fruitful life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, working out, getting in shape, you know, eating the right foods, organic, you know, everything has to be just perfect. All the vitamins. And listen, I'm
you don't know anybody like that
out.
Do you?
Huh?
You don't know anybody like that, do you?
Oh, no. None of my friends.
Yeah, right.
But listen, and I'm all for working out and eating healthy. Don't get me wrong. And if it tastes good and it can be healthy, I'd rather eat the healthier stuff. And, and you know what? Lord knows I need to work out. But are we overdoing it in a certain way? You know, are we trusting in our way of living a long life? You know what I'm saying? Are we doing it all on our own? Are we saying, listen, if I just work out and put all of our confidence and just, you know, how many people have you heard that died, you know, and they were in perfect health? It's not all about that. You know, what's the chief thing? You know, there's a balance to everything, but what's the purpose of being in tip-top shape?
Right. Yeah, Paul talks about that. Yeah, he says it's a little value, really.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? You don't want to worship your body.
Right.
You know, and you don't want to worship life if life is about yourself. I mean, you don't want to worship life at all. You have life to do something with it. But we can get so much wisdom from God's Word. I mean, listen to the instruction. He says, "Listen, my son, and accept what I say."
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it all starts with listening. This is like step number one, you know? It's not hearing, but listening. Listening is listening with intention, to hear with the intention of understanding, to perceive, to comprehend. It's not just about hearing words, but you're engaged in your listening. It says, "Listen, my son, and accept what I say." How can you accept something that you're not even listening? And the word "accept" means to receive joyfully and gladly, and implement.
Right.
And so it's so important to be able to do that. So important to be able to not only to listen intently with you know, wanting to understand, but also to be able to accept what God is saying.
Right, right.
And so it's so important. And have you ever spoken to someone? Have you ever spoken to someone that they're listening to you and they're saying things, but then all of a sudden you can't, you know, they're not connecting.
Right.
It's like you're sharing information, you're talking with them, and they're hearing you, but you're like, I don't think they really quite got this. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I don't
right.
think they're really listening to me. You're hearing me, but you're not feeling me. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
You're hearing me, but you're not really listening intently to what it is that it, I'm saying or what is being shared.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, many people today say they want to hear God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
But when they spend time with God, they're more interested in speaking to him than they are in listening to what God has to say.
All right, that's the truth. That's the truth.
I mean, it's like laundry lists and God this all and right. that and praying.
Like praying and, for all this, but then they don't listen for the answer.
Yeah. This is my sheep know my voice, Luke, you know, 10.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to speak to us, and he is speaking to us. The question is, are we listening?
Mm-hmm.
Are we listening? I don't think that God has a speaking problem. I think maybe that we may have a listening problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't be more interested in talking to him without positioning ourselves and being in a place where we can intently listen,
mm-hmm.
not just hear, but
right.
listen to what he is saying. And so we have to take time. We have to take time to listen. We have to take time to receive. And think about it. Who do you want to guide your life? I mean, many believers would rather say, hey, listen, I want God to be the one who guides my life. So I'm about wisdom. It says, I will guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. But is that really true reality? If we take an inventory, it's not about what we say, but you know, not about our intentions, but really about our reality. Is mm-hmm. God really leading our life? Is he really guiding our life?
Right.
Not that he doesn't want to, but are we allowing himself? It's really his way, his direction,
mm-hmm.
his GPS.
Right.
God's positioning system.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
His way is always right. You know, he not only knows exactly your location, but he also knows where you need to go and how to get to the place that you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
He's not lost. He knows exactly where you're at, what your situation mm-hmm. is like. He knows how to get you where you need to be. And he knows the exact place, you know, and how to get you there.
That's right.
You ever driven with someone who's driving with a GPS? And you live in a big city out here like this. I mean, you have one-way turns every which way. I mean, every building looks the same.
Right,
but you ever been with someone in who uses a GPS and then all of a sudden GPS says turn right? Like, no, I don't. I'm not gonna turn. I'm gonna keep going or I'm gonna go a different direction. I've had that experience before. And I'll be listen to the GPS. Listen to the GPS. It's gonna get us where we need to go. Why? Listen. No. This doesn't look right. And so you gotta wonder: does that same thing happen with God? You know, is that same thing happen where things don't look that accurate to you and God's trying to use his God positioning system in your life
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to give you turn by turn directions, but you're not interested in hearing what God has to say because it's not familiar to you. It's not comfortable to you. Maybe it'll put you in a vulnerable position.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But if you want to be fruitful and live a long life, you got to be willing to listen. You got to be willing to accept what God is saying
mm-hmm.
so that you can implement the wisdom of God. I mean, his promise to you is this. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. And when you run, you will not stumble.
Right.
I mean, how many people are stumbling today and are hampered in their walk?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tripping and just falling all over the place. And they're not getting to where they need to be because they've listened to God. And it's like I'm crashing into place. How did I end? I have no idea how I ended up here, but I just stumbled upon it.
All right.
Well, stumbling upon your way as opposed to God leading you are two different ways to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to be led by God. And God has a way for us.
That's right.
He has a way, but we're going to have to participate and to listen to what he's saying.
That's right.
God's word is not void. I mean, he says, listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. We need fruitful life to be able to do what God's called us to do.
Right.
He says, I will guide you in the way of wisdom, not in the way of just knowledge, not in the way of information, but in the way of revelation and lead you along straight paths.
Mm-hmm.
there's all sorts of crooked ways and crooked paths, and people will try to get you on crooked paths. But listen, if you're following God, or you're abiding, you're spending time with the Lord, He's going to keep you on the path that you need to be.
Right.
How many times has God warned you, said, no, you don't need to be going there, you don't need to be going there, that's not wise, that situation's not, doesn't seem like the right way. If you follow God, if you follow His positioning system, He will get you where you need to be. But you're going to have to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And when He tells you what to do, you're going to have to accept what He tells you to do.
Right.
It's the only way. It's the what? Hear and obey.
And do. Right.
Right.
That's right.
And there is no other way. You right. got to listen to what God's saying. He says, and when you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Then verse 13, hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. I mean, think about it. Hold on to instruction.
Mm-hmm.
God's instruction is the way to life. But how, you know, if we don't live by God's instruction, if we don't live by His leading, if we don't live by His promptings, if we take God's word for granted, and we take the wisdom of God for granted, we're going to find ourselves suffering, you know, so many things that are unnecessarily. My heart goes out many times when I see someone suffering, and you just look and you say, wow, that just did not have to happen.
Right.
That's you're going through all of these trials, all of these hardships.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Right.
God had a way. He had a direction. His way is true.
Mm-hmm.
But there was maybe a rejection of it, or there was overconfidence in one's own ability and says, yeah, God, you want me to turn right, but I'm going to turn left.
Mm-hmm.
If we trust God, if we trust Him, He'll get us where we need to be.
Mm.
We won't stumble. We won't be hampered.
Right.
We'll arrive at our destination on purpose and on vision because we've listened and we obey God's word. The wisdom moment today is found in Proverbs 4, verses 10 through 13. Listen, my son, and accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. We'll be right back.
I know you don't know a lot about football, Pat, but
right,
you know, I don't know if you know Tom Landry. He was a coach for Dallas.
Right, the Cowboys. Right,
Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that.
You are Googling up over there, aren't you? Anyway, so you're Googled up.
I'm Googled up.
Anyway, this is what he said. This is what he said. He said, you know, you have all these players, football players, for those that don't know, it's a football team, and they want to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the goal.
Oh, now you're looking like you know everything. Okay, so then they want to win the Super Bowl, and so, but he's the coach, and he has to lead them to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He has to coach them. He has to get them. He has to help them work as a team, because you cannot get it if you're not a team.
Right.
And you got to get together. Mm-hmm. And so he said this. He said, I have to get them to do what they don't want to do to have what they always wanted to have their entire life.
Right.
Isn't that powerful?
That is powerful.
The coach said this. Coach Landry said this. He says, I have to get these players to do what they don't want to do to have what they always wanted to have their entire life.
Mm.
And you have to understand, when it comes to the things of God, your flesh doesn't go, woohoo, I'm going to fast. You know, I'm not going to eat for a week, you know,
right,
or
right.
It doesn't say, oh, this is so great, I'm going to deny what my flesh wants, you know.
Right.
And Jesus said in John 15 that We have to abide with Him. We have to hang out. We remain in Him. Spend time with Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, abiding with Him, which means, you know, spending time with Him, reading His Word, hiding His Word in our heart, listening to what He's saying or impressing on us to do, and doing it. So we have to, and we do that, we can be fruitful, and we're called to be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
But our flesh is sort of like, you know, Coach Landry's talking to our flesh, and he says, you know, and I'm saying, you know, to you that, you know, we're going to have to get you to do, your flesh to do, what it doesn't want to do so that your spirit man and your heart and your destiny, things that you always wanted to come to pass, would come to pass.
Right.
And we have a simple plan for you, a plan that begins to progressively take you on that journey, the same way that, that he was taking his football team. You can actually begin on a journey with Jesus Christ that he will take you to a place into your destiny if you abide with him. Your flesh is going to go, no, I don't want to do this. But your spirit man is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. You know, everybody really wants their destiny in God like that. They want to walk with God, right, Pat?
That's right.
But you need a simple plan to do that. Mm-hmm. We have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and you can read through that, request a free, a simple plan for free, and begin today. Just commit to 6 weeks. Commit to 6 weeks.
Right.
And just watch what God does. A set time, set place. All that's there for you. Simple little way to do it. No cost involved. Just you, Jesus, your Bible, and a journal.
Right.
And if you can find out more at iabide.org. That's iabide.org. Pat.
Yes.
Technology is amazing the way things are going, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are just so, we get, you know, things are moving so quick. You remember, you used to have to, I don't know if you might, you remember dialing the phone, like the dial?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you mess up like on the seventh number or something, the sixth number. It's like, oh, man, they have 3 8s or zeros in their number. It's like, oh, my goodness. You love those, like, 1 2 2 1 1. You probably don't even know what we're talking about, you know, a lot of the generations listening. But listen, I, you know, people text today, and the text sends a text message, and it goes all the way to China.
Right.
And it lasts, I don't know, it takes about 6 seconds to get there. And we go, hurry up! You know? I know. Isn't that crazy?
I know.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, it, think about this. You can subscribe to VFN TV. It's free to subscribe. And you can have access to everything. And, of course, we want you to have everything, you know, by texting.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually take your phone and text, if you can text, text the letters V as in Victor, VFN TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's VFN TV to the number 22828. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You text, this is how simple it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that quick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It, you can text VFN TV to the number 22828, and it'll walk you through a few little simple processes. And next thing you know, you'll be fully subscribed, and you can log in to all the wonderful things that are available for you on VF at VFNTV.com and on your Android phones and your Apple phones and your iPads, and I don't know all the things going on there. That's just so neat, isn't it?
That's awesome.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
It just text VFN TV to the number 22828. That's VFN TV to the number 22828.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. Joining me today, John Ramos, is Pat and Chris as we come to the end of the extra hour. Well, guys, I'm so excited. You know, here it is, one day before the election.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we, you know, so many people are excited about exercising their right to vote. This is so encouraging, you know, and it's so encouraging to see how many people love our country.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? So many people just love our country and want to see the right thing. And want,
right.
You know, this is a great country that God's given us, but it, we need to steward it. We need to be responsible for it.
Yeah.
And we need to be thankful for the founding fathers and for the foundation that was laid.
Yeah. I'd like to keep it.
Hello. Yeah, I'd like to keep it.
Yeah.
Thinking about that, I think about the segment that we did not too long ago called, Do You Have Courage to Stand in These Times for God and Country? Let me tell you something. It takes courage to stand for God and for country. This election is so important. But, you know, the segment was about the movie, about, you know, courage and the last ounce of courage. And in that movie, they have a quote from President Ronald Reagan. He says, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same.
Mm.
I mean, we got to fight for freedom. We and you know what? We're going to fight with our vote.
That's right.
You know, we have to stand for God, stand for country, stand for those that stand with God's values, those who honor Israel and be a friend of Israel, those who are going to defend the Constitution
mm-hmm.
and our right to gather and to preach the good news. Well, we've come to the end to the extra hour. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be with you tomorrow to encourage, to inspire, and to activate you into the harvest fields. And let me tell you, tomorrow is voting day. Don't forget to vote.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.